WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 60 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Tonight's Bryan City Council meeting is the next stop for those with the Brazos Central Appraisal District pitching for the second time the desire of buying land and building new offices. Last week, the Bryan School Board gave its blessing. Then the College Station City Council took no action and members did not indicate their opinion. The Bryan Mayor Jason Byinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs questioned BCAD's location for a new building that would be removed from the tax rolls.
That east side of town where they want to locate, in my opinion, is probably the hottest area in Bryan. Mm-hmm. We've got some new developments and new commercial and residential developments that could take place there in the next few years. We're looking at expanding University Drive and extending it all the way out to Highway 21 in the near future.
Byinski suggested BCAD build on land adjacent to the new tax office that's owned by the county or renovate an empty building. The latter idea was brought up during the College Station Council meeting to Chief Appraiser Mark Price.
The problem with the bigger buildings is they're not interested in cutting them up, and we don't need 30 or 40,000 square feet.
The appraisal district also has upcoming presentations to the County Commission and the College Station School Board. Adopted by the College Station City Council this month, two members of the Bryan City Council want to offer an expanded voluntary recycling program. College Station's recycling coordinator, Heather Woolwine, says this follows the success of a pilot in the Emerald Forest neighborhood, where putting all recyclables into a bin instead of a paper bag resulted in more waste being diverted from the landfill.
During the pilot program, same method of collection, we were collecting an average of 5 tons. Instead of 13. So we saw a pretty significant decrease in garbage. So we see an increase in recycling, pretty big decrease in garbage.
There will be no additional charge to College Station residents. The proposal from Bryan Councilman Mike Sutherland and Rafael Pena on tonight's agenda calls for residents paying an additional fee. The Bryan City Council has made changes to tonight's meeting schedule. City Manager Keene Register says the invocation and proclamations will take place at 5:30, followed by public comments at 6.
In the past, a lot of our citizens that come to hear citizens that speak at 6 o'clock don't realize they may actually be sitting there for 20 to 30 minutes as we go through. Usually we'll have up to at least 4 different groups that we recognize.
The change follows public comments at the last council meeting, where all who spoke were opposed to doing that at 8 in the morning. For the second time this year, Brazos County residents are the targets of a scam from someone identifying themselves with the sheriff's office. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says they've not heard from anyone who's fallen victim to someone identifying themselves as Sergeant Jackson.
You know, the unknown for us is that how many people out there are getting these phone calls that never say anything to anybody. These are just folks that have taken the time to contact either the sheriff's office, or I believe the district clerk has been contacted, the county auditor has been contacted.
Potential victims have been threatened with arrest if they don't send money because they've missed being called to a grand jury. You're asked to contact the sheriff's office if you've been contacted. The Bryan High School campus was evacuated just before classes finished for the day yesterday. Bryan ISD spokesman Brandon Webb says smoke poured out of a heating air conditioning motor that failed in the high school's smaller gym.
What's really ironic is that the upstairs area, which is sort of a weightlifting area where that motor is housed, there's virtually no smell of smoke. But yet you go downstairs where that motor was pushing air to down in the gym area, and it smells horrible down there. I mean, it's a very strong smell of smoke.
Webb says 2 students were injured during the evacuation. One was in a wheelchair that overturned, and the second was struck by the wheelchair. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 60 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. Another look at local news coming up at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Ben Hardiman, candidate for Bryan City Council Place 5, has successfully run his own companies in District 5 for 46 years. Ben Hardiman has served twice before on the Bryan City Council and contributed countless hours as a volunteer for the city and nonprofit organizations, including heading up the restoration of the Queen Theater in downtown Bryan.
I ask for your support and your vote during early voting starting on October 19th or on Election Day, November 3rd.
Paid for by the Ben Hardiman Campaign. Nancy Hardiman, Treasurer.
809, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
Low pressure continues to slowly drift away from the area. We should be partly to mostly sunny in its wake today. High 75 to 80. Overnight clear 55 to 60. Tomorrow lots of sunshine and turning warmer. Highs will make their way up to 80 to 85. Clear to partly cloudy overnight with lows of 55 to 60. Partly sunny day on Thursday. Highs will be somewhere between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Gotta love this, okay? Can be frustrating when you're kept on hold.
Amen.
So, at least... that thing's just killing me. We got to get that fixed. It's an internal problem, folks. It's our headphones. So, one customer had a little message to keep him entertained. See, he was attempting to get through to the airline and received the unexpected reply when he complained on Twitter about being on hold. David Whiteley had tweeted to British Airways, "Just out of interest, British Airways, when was the last time you weren't experiencing extremely high call volumes?" And seconds later, the reply came, "Hey, Dave, off the top of my head, I think it was June 3rd, 1997.
Good for them.
It's yes. Good social media.
Yep. Seriously, though, is there something we can help you with? Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's
good.
You know, coming back, and he had to chuckle, and he at least shared that with people. So let me see. It's time to talk stuff going on in the world of animals, because Leah's here. How are you this morning?
Good.
Story about the 7-foot alligator that got stuck in a storm drain. A person in Seminole County, Florida, thought they were helping the creature when they pushed it back into the storm drain so it wouldn't get hit by a car. In fact, they pushed it so far down that it got stuck, because they do have short little legs. Experts used a dog leash to secure the mouth, and then they were able to lasso the legs and pull the critter out. The she-gator was then taken off to a gator farm and was probably happier for it. Probably didn't want to be in the street, quite honestly. But anyhow, displaced because of the water, I guess. So, speaking of displaced by the water, it turned out that making the little wiener dogs go out on a Saturday was not a good idea,
yes,
that's for sure.
They also have short legs. Yeah. We didn't want them stuck in any storm drains either.
Yeah, really. So things are rescheduled.
They are. November 15th is the day we're looking for forward to for Wienerfest this year.
And that is a Sunday,
yes,
if you're looking at your calendar.
Yes, it is a Sunday. Mm-hmm. So, and they've, I did get the modified schedule sent to me last night, and they've made some changes trying to accommodate some church schedules and so forth.
Sure.
So they're going to actually have vendor set up between 7:30 and 9, and the late registration for the 5K will start at 5 or at 10. The 5K will actually start at 11.
Okay.
So that usually starts at 7:30 in the morning, giving you a couple extra hours. Late registration for the costume contest and the dog races will be from 10 to 11:45, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Costume contest will kick off at 12, followed by the wiener dog races, the wannabe wiener races, and the finals.
Okay, and you'll have all that posted later on today.
Posted to our Facebook page. There's a good chance. I know I already sent that schedule out to one of the folks, Lauren, that helps me out with the Facebook page. And more than likely, I'd imagine she probably has it posted already.
Okay, all right.
It'll be on our website as well. Now, the only thing that's up in the air is boot camp the night before.
Okay.
They're not 100% sure on how that's all going to work out because there is a football game the day before, et cetera, et cetera. So watch our website and our Facebook page for more information on that, because the boot camp is a great time to bring your dog out and get used to the race course, the start boxes.
Sure.
And that's free to come out and participate in that. So whole lot of fun there. So watch again for more updates to come. And for Wienerfest, November 15th at Wolfpen Creek. Yeah, I'm really glad we didn't have it. You would have been slipping, sliding down that hill, too.
That's right, and a new run surface this year, huh?
Yes, yes, yes.
Be
so
fun.
It'll all be, right. Yeah, that would have been horrible if that brand new track had gotten ruined.
All so right. So we didn't like that.
Exactly.
All right, so we'll look forward to that. What else we got?
Well, you know, we are in the middle of, not even in the middle, we're in our last week of Free Feline Friday. That'll be this Friday for the month of October. We did free cat adoptions on Friday. And we're in the middle of our Fall in Love adoption specials for dogs. Now, that is selected dogs that have gone through one of our spay-neuter surgical rotations at the vet school. When they come back, provided they haven't been adopted, their adoption fee is half price. So you can check them out on our Facebook page or website as well. Now, we have Halloween coming up this weekend. I'm sure you're all out there going, what are we going to have the kids dress up? Or, you know, what am I going to dress up as if that's what you're doing this weekend? Remember, you think it's an innocent little, you know, whatever the frozen people are.
Yes.
You can tell.
Olaf?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you think it's coming to the door. You're like, oh, how cute. Your dog's going, oh, dear Jesus.
Yes, yeah.
That's the biggest marshmallow thing ever.
Yeah, right? Not a good thing.
So best option, you know, people are coming in and out of the door. You're opening, they're either protecting their home or they're just overwhelmed with the goblins and whatnot.
And why are all these people continuing to come to my house?
Right. You're not having your focus attention on the dog or the cat. Yes, don't forget your cats either. They might squeak out the door, or they're super excited to see the kids, and next thing you know, the kids are knocked over, et cetera. Best option. Put your dogs, put your cats in a separate room, crate them during that time frame. Safety precautions for the dogs and escaping. However, also think about all that candy in the house.
Yeah.
That might even come into play earlier this week when you've got the bowl of candy somewhere. Next thing you know, your dog's eaten 3.5 bags of Snicker bars or triple chocolate Kit Kats or whatever it was you had there.
Yeah.
Not good. Then there's also the wrappers. Did they consume the wrappers?
Oh, yeah,
so,
sure.
You know, they might have survived the food product, maybe a little more issues with the wrappers as well. So keep all that in mind. Of course, you can Google plenty of tips on Halloween safety for your pets. Check out our website, though, aggielandhumane.org, for all your Wienerfest updates, and our Facebook page as well.
There you go. And that website is
aggielandhumane.org.
Got it. All right. Thanks, Leah. We visit with folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays, and also we visit with the folks from the Chamber, and Carrie's here this morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
I'm sure you have a list of events for us, huh?
You know me too well, Scott.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, we do. We have a list of events for you. October's a busy time for us. We're wrapping up a lot of stuff and looking forward to the holidays. But this week especially, we've got several things going on. Today we have a ribbon cutting. It's going to be at Aloft. It's for Pride Community Center. The Aloft is the new hotel on University Drive there. It's right behind the Red Lobster. So come on out. You can check that out and learn more about a nonprofit group that's in our community. It's going to be from 4:30 until 5 p.m. this afternoon. And then tomorrow, Thursday, we have a business after hours. It's going to be sponsored by Chrome, a salon experience. Chrome does this event every year. They always, all the girls go, they go way out for it. It's a great, great time. One of our best business after hours. We're really excited because now they've moved it to their new downtown location, Code Red Productions.
Good.
So don't forget, if you show up at the University Drive location,
I'm not going to be there.
Yeah. You'll probably notice that as soon as you don't see the, you know, 200 people milling around the parking lot. But it's at their new location downtown. The address is 111 East 27th Street, but most affectionately known as the Old Children's Museum.
Yep.
And it's on the first floor. So come check us out. That's this Thursday, October 29th, 5:30 until 7, business after hours, free food and drink. And just a really great opportunity to network with some peers.
Sure.
We are also wrapping up registration for our 2015 annual banquet coming up this Monday, sponsored by the City of College Station. This event's held at the Hilton. It's going to be from 6 until 9 p.m. We have tickets left, and we have some tables left.
Okay.
So just give us a call, and we'll see what works best for you. We're really excited. This year, our guest speaker is Dr. Eli Jones. He is the new dean of the Mays Business School at Texas A&M. I've heard wonderful, I've never heard him speak, but I've heard really great things about him, so I'm excited about that. We're also honoring our 2015 Citizens of the Year, Chuck and Teddy Ellison, and our 2015 Volunteer of the Year, Dave Rusink. So come on out, support those great people in our community, listen to a great speaker, and enjoy some great food. For our Inner Circle members, we're also going to have a meet and greet with both Dr. Jones and a congratulations for Chuck and Teddy and to meet our new board members immediately before the event from 5:30 until a little after 6, and that's sponsored by Burnham National Bank. So we're going to have some complimentary wine and just an opportunity to come in and mingle before the event.
For the Inner Circle, folks.
For the Inner Circle, yes, sir. And then we have a job fair, fall job fair, November 4th. It's going to be held at the Brazos Center. We're still signing up booths, but most importantly, we want to get the word out to all the job seekers This event is sponsored by Kelly Burt Dozer. It's going to be 12 until 4 at the Brazos Center. There's more information about that on our website. But definitely come on out. Again, we do have booths available for that. And then a save the date, looking ahead to November, Ag Breakfast is coming up. And this is, we did a survey recently at our board retreat, and mm-hmm. this was hands down the favorite event.
How fun.
Of our board members who come to a lot of our events. It's just a very casual, it's breakfast, sponsored by Capital Farm Credit, Producers Cooperative, and Brazos County Farm Bureau. The farmers actually cook breakfast for us, and I think it's funny, this event started, we cooked breakfast for them to say thank you
for all they do. Okay, yeah, right, that's true. Yeah.
And they said, I think we could do a better job at cooking breakfast. So, they kicked us out of the kitchen, which is actually open fires. They cook over an open fire, and they took over the chef duties. And it's a great breakfast. It's $15. All proceeds go back to our agribusiness council. So come on out. That's Tuesday, November 4th. It's a great kickoff for the Thanksgiving holiday week.
Sure.
Go ahead and start eating a lot early.
Good food.
No need to wait until Thanksgiving.
That's right. Sure.
So last but not least, we do have a deluxe. We have another ribbon cutting coming up this Wednesday, October 28th, from 4:30 until 5 p.m. for SysTech Computing. And then next week, we'll have a deluxe ribbon cutting for Taz Indian Cuisine. They have opened a new party room.
Okay.
So you can rent that out. Actually, I don't even think they charge. You don't have to rent it. Just if you eat there, you can use their whole party room. So mm-hmm. think graduation parties, rehearsal dinners, that kind of thing. It's a great space. And then we want to thank our Platinum Member Spotlight of the Week, BBVA Compass Bank.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Visit the folks from Chamber on Tuesdays. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at VanDykeRankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Well, okay, we got November coming up and still looking at 80 degrees, possibly, next week. We know how that can be. But the folks at Intercon want to remind you that if your windows are not energy efficient in the wintertime when you notice it, they're not energy efficient in the summertime when you might not. So while we generally deal with warmer temperatures, making sure that your windows are doing their job, and that's keeping the air that you're paying to keep comfortable inside your home. So give them a call at 823-3639. Let them come out, kind of assess your situation. If you have older windows, or if you have windows that have become cloudy, that's because they may have lost their seal. Intercon can repair those or they can replace them. But the thing that's great about Intercon, number one, they're a locally owned company started by Oscar and Brad Beard. They still own the company. So local company, you're buying local, that's a good thing. Secondly, though, they have a quality product at a fair price. Number three, there's no high pressure. Reason is there are a lot of people in that business who do try to pressure those customers into making a move right away. At Intercon, they'll give you a fair estimate, and then they'll leave you alone. You'll never get any high pressure. So get in touch with them if you'd like to find out how efficient your windows are, what you can do to make them more efficient. And remember this, if you're a BTU customer, there's some incentives out there as well. 823-3639, it's Intercon.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Orders for long-lasting manufactured goods fell in September, the latest sign of a slowdown at U.S. factories. New orders for durable goods, turbines, trucks, and other products designed to last at least 3 years declined 1.2% in September from August. The European Union has agreed in principle with the U.S. on a new transatlantic data transfer pact, as both sides race to complete the deal after the EU's highest court scrapped a previous framework used by thousands of firms. A court this month invalidated a 15-year-old agreement that allowed businesses to move Europeans' data, such as payroll information, to servers in the U.S. You can now order the new Apple TV online and get your device within a week. The new model has touch-sensitive remote control, Siri-powered voice search, a more powerful processor, and improved gaming capabilities. The new Apple TV costs $149 for the 32-gigabyte model. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a slightly lower open. That's Your Money Now.
At TIAA Cref, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
In the time you spent listening to this radio spot, you could have completed and submitted an entire expense report with a simple picture of your receipt. That's all it takes for you to get back to work and for your business to run more efficiently. To learn more and discover all the ways Concur helps manage your company's expenses, just go to tryconcur.com for a free test drive.
Acme Glass has always understood that when glass needs to be replaced, quite often there are some safety issues concerned and maybe some security issues as well. Acme Glass, more than happy to respond quickly to that. Can be glass that needs to be replaced in your home, your vehicle, or maybe your business, and they will do that for you. And time was when Acme Glass opened in 1946 that what they did as far as glass replacement was kind of different. Now they understand that out in the field, installation is something that needs to be done, whether it's on a piece of equipment or on your vehicle. Chip repair. Couldn't even do that when Acme Glass opened up, and now they do chip repair that takes you just a few minutes, and your insurance quite often pays for it. And also when they opened in 1946, because they didn't know about chip repair, if you buy a windshield from Acme Glass, you get free chip repair for as long as you own the vehicle. Just one of the things that the Moorheads do to keep up with the times. Glass itself, still basically what it was, but the way that you use it has changed drastically, and they've changed right along with it. Two locations to serve you in downtown Bryan on Main Street and in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. It's Acme Glass.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Ever wake up feeling like your legs have been running all night? Or they're cramped up and fatigued, felt like you didn't get any sleep? Well, you know, it's quite possible that you're suffering from restless leg syndrome. Yeah, RLS affects a huge number of people, and it can be miserable. But, you know, the solution is just a phone call away. That's right, over 5,000 people have reported getting relief with Active 8. Heck, they didn't even realize that Active 8 helps people with restless leg until after hundreds of their customers called and told them how well it works. It's just one of those wonderful little benefits in life to find something that works so well and costs so little. 5,000 other people have been. Just go online to myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call them toll free, 800-465-4411. Myactive8.com or 800-465-4411. Since 1862, over 3,000 servicemen and women have been awarded the Medal of Honor, and each and every one has its own unique and heroic story. Now, some of you may already know the story of Desmond Doss, but for those of you who don't, well, let me tell it. Desmond was a medic in the Army. He was one of those brave people who risked their lives to tend to the wounds of others. On Guam in World War II, during one of the most fierce battles of the war, he was wounded twice while tending to other wounded soldiers under heavy enemy fire. But he never stopped helping or tending to others, even though he was seriously hurt himself. During a bitterly fought battle in Okinawa, he scaled a jagged cliff under heavy fire from enemy mortars, artillery, and machine guns to rescue 75 wounded Americans. Even though he was ordered to leave for his own safety by the officer in charge, he refused and stayed to tend to the wounded. Then he fashioned a rope ladder and, completely without regard to his own safety, took the time to lower each man to the waiting medics and safety below before escaping himself. The New York Times reported that among the men of the famed Statue of Liberty Division, the name of Desmond Doss became legendary for self-abrogation, sacrifice, and the sheerest kind of courage. And on October 12, 1945, a very worthy 26-year-old Desmond Doss received the Medal of Honor from President Harry Truman. And as I said when I started this little story of bravery, courage, and dedication, over 3,000 servicemen have received the prestigious Medal of Honor, and all of us should be proud of what these fine Americans did in the face of fantastic odds to save lives and win battles. This true tale of Desmond Doss is because it's different. in one more factor. You see, it's a little-known fact that Desmond was a medic, all right, because he refused to fight. Yeah, the Virginia Board's Seventh-day Adventist religious beliefs barred him from carrying a weapon. So Private First Class Desmond Doss served as a medic with the 77th Infantry Division. But his aversion to fighting, well, it sure didn't keep him from going to battle or serving the country that gave him the freedom to practice his belief. One more little thing here. Desmond Doss was not only a very brave and courageous soldier, he was also the only conscientious objector to be ever given the Medal of Honor.
Workshop cook. Workshop cook. It's a routine that just doesn't leave much time for anything else. With the kids out of the house and back to school, invite the cleaning pros at Molly Maid into your home and live like you don't have to clean up afterwards. Call Molly Maid today. We've been taking care of Americans' homes for more than 30 years. 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700. Or check us out at mollymaid.com.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Fall Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Kevin Sumlin Radio Show over many of these same stations starting at 7 tonight. Rudy's Barbecue here in College Station on Harvey Road. Comment from the coach from a recent show.
And so targeting is one thing. Defenseless player is another. And a defenseless player can whether people talk about it or not, when the ball changes hands on a turnover.
Texas A&M head coach Kevin Sumlin, the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show, tonight at 7, Rudy's, here in College Station on Harvey Road. Hear it on this station. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Work hard, play hard is the Texas standard for off-road vehicles. The versatility of a John Deere Gator from Sioux Falls Prater Equipment will do both. Whether it's time to work or play, the John Deere 825i Gator, voted number one in best in ride quality class, has features to match. Power steering, true on-demand four-wheel drive, and 50 horsepower will work hard and play harder. Now is the time with 3.9% for 72 months and receive a set of free Rhino grips. Visit the Sioux Falls Prater near you or cptractor.com.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Kim Komando here. In the film, The Imitation Game, the world was exposed to the pioneering British code breaker and computer scientist, Alan Turing. He was the first to envision true artificial intelligence. In 1941, he proposed something unimaginable. He called it the Turing test. One day, he said, people would be unable to determine if they were communicating with a human or a machine. Flash ahead 75 years. Last week, Google revealed that over the past few months, a very large fraction of the millions of Google search requests received every second have been interpreted by an artificial intelligence system nicknamed RankBrain. When it receives a never-before-search request, instead of just spewing out all sorts of answers, Google's AI gets it right 80% of the time. Humans have only a 70% accuracy rate. Very quietly, AI's day has arrived as Google turns over its core business to a machine. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Hey there, guys. I want to give you a sneak peek inside the mind of your wife or girlfriend. I guarantee you this is something she's experienced. She's home alone. It's at night. Maybe you're at work or you're out with friends, but she's home alone. And sometimes those sounds you hear when you're home alone and your husband or man isn't there, they are terrifying. So guys, here's the secret to making your wife, your girlfriend, whoever, happy. SimpliSafe Home Security. This is amazing protection built by the best engineers in the country. Tech experts everywhere are raving about it. With SimpliSafe, you get 24/7 professional monitoring, police dispatch, and emergencies. It's just $14.99 a month with no long-term contracts. You get this, your wife or girlfriend doesn't need to worry anymore. She's happy. And you know what? That means you're happy. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com today to save 10%. SimpliSafeKim.com. That's SimpliSafeKim.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 60 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. This morning is the second of two public hearings about future tuition changes planned at Texas A&M. President Michael Young and Vice President of Finance Jerry Strasser presented a two-year plan proposing a tuition increase for new students of 2.2% or $265, along with a $20 fee to go towards academic advising. You'll hear comments from A&M administrators and students in future stories on WTAW. This morning's second public hearing starts at 9 in Rudder Tower. The Brazos Central Appraisal District has made two of five presentations in its second attempt to move its offices from space it rents to buying land for a new building in East Bryan. Tonight, BCAT goes before the Bryan City Council. Mayor Jason Bianski is opposed to taking property off the tax rolls that's located in what he considers the hottest area for private development.
I understand that there is some land that was acquired with the tax office that could be built or used, and I think there's an issue about joint parking that has to be resolved. Yep. And how would they get financing on it? How could they sell it? How could they split it off? And I think some of those could be addressed and looked at and worked out with the county. I've talked to County Judge Wayne Peters many times about it, and the willingness to work with the entities on that is definitely on the table.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Bianski also suggested BCAD renovate an existing big box building. Chief Appraiser Mark Price told the College Station City Council last week there are no buildings at the size they need, and the owners of larger buildings are not interested in cutting them up.
We looked at everything coded on our system that was coded as vacant. That was a pretty easy way to pull them. And there wasn't anything that, other than possibly maybe some very old buildings, that would have been adequate.
The College Station Council did not take a vote, and members did not indicate an opinion. The Bryan School Board supports BCAD's proposal. Yet to consider the request are the College Station School Board and the Brazos County Commission. Tonight's Bryan City Council agenda includes a proposal to start curbside recycling for a fee. Last week, the College Station City Council gave final approval to free residential recycling. That follows a pilot program in the Emerald Forest neighborhood where more trash was diverted from the landfill. Recycling coordinator Heather Woolwine is not ready to estimate how much can be kept out by going citywide.
And diverting over half of our waste from the landfill.
I don't want to make that big of an assumption yet. We would like to take this fiscal year to measure that. Because we don't have tangibles just yet.
The proposal in Bryan, as drafted by Rafael Pena and Mike Sutherland, would not affect the city's current recycling programs. The Bryan City Council has made changes to tonight's meeting schedule. City Manager Keen Register says the invocation and proclamations will take place at 5:30.
If you get the chance to come watch the different events during proclamations and presentations, when everything from the little kids and different sporting teams come in to the World War II vets and other groups that come in, just to look on their face to be able to be recognized by the city and the mayor and the council, I think means a lot.
And public comments will take place at 6. For the second time this year, Brazos County residents are the targets of a scam from someone identifying themselves with the sheriff's office. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says potential victims have been threatened with arrest if they don't send money because they've missed being called to a grand jury.
If you call them on their bluff, they get pretty aggressive towards you, trying to frighten people. If your listeners should get a phone call like this, you know, they can take down the number, don't commit any personal information whatsoever. They also don't have to listen to this. They just hang up on them.
As Stewart says, they've not heard from anyone who's fallen victim to someone identifying themselves as Sergeant Jackson. Bryan and College Station firefighters were sent to the campus of Bryan High School yesterday just before classes were done for the day. Bryan ISD spokesman Brandon Webb says the report of smoke from the smaller gym led to an evacuation. Two students were injured, one who was in a wheelchair that overturned.
It looks like the student had some bumps and bruises on the forehead and may have even injured a tooth or lost a tooth. I don't have full confirmation on that yet.
The other student was either pushing the wheelchair or was near it when it overturned.
And definitely getting the first one some help for some minor abrasions there, we think, and some bumps and bruises to the head area as well.
Webb says the source of the smoke was a failed heating air conditioning motor.
We're bringing in some equipment that we have that remediates that smoke smell. It's literally an air scrubber. And so we'll be taking care of that situation so the students don't have to deal with that and the staff don't have to smell that.
Webb says once the scene was cleared, school officials released students to dismissal for the day. The city of College Station has notified state officials of flooding-related wastewater issues from last weekend. About 126,000 gallons of untreated wastewater overflowed from a manhole on Longmire, and another 192,000 gallons overflowed from a manhole at Emerald Forest Parkway and Bent Oak. Because of the heavy rains, which move the wastewater into local creeks, no environmental issues are expected. But city officials are advising to avoid contact with soil, water, and waste material in those two areas. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 8:40. It's 61 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Awards and More. More news coming up today at noon with Chelsea Reber. I'm Patrick Zeinert. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Win a new car or a scholarship.
Sign up at AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com.
The Cherry Rufino team, buy or sell with me and use my moving van for free. Go to CherryRufino.com.
Your website is the first thing people will look to when considering your business. Aggieland Website Design will help grow your brand and present a credible image. Only Aggieland Website Design offers unlimited updates. So as your business changes and grows, your website will change with it. Unlimited updates you don't have to manage yourself. Unlimited updates that don't cost you extra. Go to AggielandWebsiteDesign.com and register to win your Fightin' Texas Aggie football tickets.
Good morning, 8:42. Got that weather thing happening. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure will start to build in behind low pressure over Louisiana. Sunshine today, a few clouds, high temperatures 75 to 80. Overnight, we're going to be clear. Those will drop down to 55 to 60. More sun for tomorrow, a bit warmer, highs anywhere from 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, a low of 55 to 60. Sunshine at 75 to 80 on Thursday. It looks warm into Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, it's kind of interesting. Sold at auction, the picture of the iceberg that the Titanic apparently struck.
Yeah, they think that's the one.
$44,275 at auction. The picture, which was snapped by the chief steward aboard the steamer, the Prince Aldebert, which passed the site just hours after the Titanic sank, April 15, 1912. The iceberg had a streak of red paint across the side, indicated that it had been scraped by a passing ship. That's pretty interesting. So, little spooky, little spooky, but nonetheless, okay. Let's see. In entertainment, we haven't done any entertainment news this morning.
Oh no.
Well, let me see. Okay, in entertainment news, filling out the roster on Saturday Night Live. Yesterday, they announced November 21st show will be hosted by Matthew McConaughey.
All right. Sit down.
I only mentioning that because Donald will do that November the 7th. Actually, the musical guest with Matthew McConaughey will be Adele. That's not bad. November the 14th, Elizabeth Banks. Disclosure, Sam Smith, and Lord, I guess, are the music folks.
Adele's new song is incredible.
Is it? Well, she's got quite a voice. Quite the voice for somebody who's like 25 years old or something. What are you laughing about over there?
What?
You.
Adele? Or
yeah. Okay.
Oh, Lord. No, it was Lord.
Oh, isn't that her name? His name?
Yeah, what, no, it's
its
her
name?
It's
I don't know.
It's her. She made it onto a South Park episode last
Oh,
year.
Okay. Then she's arrived.
Yes.
Cal Penn hosting the two-hour competition show for Fox called Superhuman, where each of 12 contestants have a near superhuman ability in the field of memory or hearing or taste or touch or smell or sight. Based on a similar show which runs in Germany, the winner will pick up $100K. The rap reports there'll be a panel of experts, but it will be the audience who determines the winner of the show. Oh, that way you can't get mad at the panel. It's the idiots that are watching
yes.
who will decide who gets the 100K.
Which means you'll get sappy backstories.
That's how presidential elections work.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right. That's true. Don't let the really smart people decide. Let the public do it instead.
It's not my fault.
That's right. So hard objects are created on 3D printers by using thin layers of a material like plastic or metal, slowly constructing the object. And for several years, doctors have made hard implants using the printers. But soft tissues like organs, more difficult because the materials used for them can actually support their own weight. Well, researchers at Carnegie Mellon may have solved the problem by devising a method of 3D printing soft objects by layering the materials that they're made with inside of another specifically designed form or a gel, and the researchers developed a printing method called FRESH, F-R-E-S-H, stands for Freeform Reversible Embedding of Superpended Hydrogels. Okay, what it means...
Thank you.
Yeah. Start with the appropriate-sized container of support gel. Then the printer, armed with a needle, injects other gels into the support gel based on where the support gel is melted, and then it leaves the soft object right there, and it's been printed as a result. And in tests, researchers have created femurs, branched coronary arteries, and human brains using the method may, in fact, be able to be created.
Brains?
Well, I mean, they don't have the wiring, obviously, but still, a little squishy things. So that could be pretty interesting. I guess that could mean that people with a whole lot of money really could live forever. Huh?
It's like it's like cornstarch when they're making candy.
Okay.
Ah, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just the support structure.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
Then, right. So it goes away after that. Okay. Donald Trump could live forever. Okay. Just saying. Not sure if that's good or not. So have you seen the show Limitless? This is a terrible television show.
Oh.
It was based on the movie that starred Bradley Cooper.
Okay.
And they keep dragging him back in because he's an executive producer to try to boost it. And they've gotten a full 22 seasons, and I don't understand it. I do not understand it.
Never seen it.
22 seasons?
Excuse me, episodes. 22 episodes.
Oh, okay.
22 Ooh. Episode season.
Didn't
yeah,
know what I was missing.
Time. That's right, yeah.
Well, they're trying to get to 100 so they can syndicate.
All right. If you like live TV, you'll want to watch Undateable on Friday nights. NBC says the series will not just be live on the East Coast and tape delayed for the West Coast. It'll be live on both coasts. So they'll do it twice, which is what they used to do a long time ago.
Yep.
Back before they could tape delay that stuff, they just do a second session for the West Coast. Hello?
Yeah, you know you're not transmitting?
We're not transmitting?
I'm not picking you up.
Oh,
we'll
okay.
talk louder.
All right, we will. We'll talk. Where are you? Where are you?
I'm almost at Clay Community on 50.
Oh, well, okay. We'll check into that. Thank you. You're the second call today. Oh, not sure what that's about. So when sending illegal drugs in the mail.
Yes.
We're always here to try to be helpful for all sorts of people. Make sure that you get the address right.
Oh, that's important.
Yeah, really, no matter what you're sending, it's probably pretty important.
Yes.
A resident of Hazlet, New Jersey, called police after receiving a high-priority shipment from an unknown sender. Police opened the box and found 50 pounds of shrink-wrapped marijuana, worth about $100K. A police spokesperson says, Whoever packaged these definitely took quite a bit of time and energy to mask anything that would have made it detectable. In a post on the official Facebook site, Hayslope Police are inviting whomever might have sent this or who owns it to just stop by. They'd be glad to talk to you. And my thought is, you know, when you're dealing with $100,000 worth of marijuana and the shipment is sent and payment isn't delivered, that could be kind of a difficult situation for some other people involved, too, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
I didn't get it. Sure you didn't get it. I didn't get it. I'm telling you, I didn't
Nothing
get
increases
it.
The value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Peace of mind. That's what you get when you shop Tom Light Chevrolet. Peace of mind means shopping with a dealership that puts your interest first. We listen, and then we find the right car or truck for your family. And during Truck Month, you'll save on our best-selling trucks and hard-to-find pre-owned trucks. New or used, our everyday low prices beat the competition. Pre-owned prices start at $7,300 and choose from a big selection of certified pre-owned Chevys, Buicks, and GMCs. We are your official Auto Trader trade-in dealership, so you'll get more for your trade and we'll pay you cash on the spot. Use it on a new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. Whatever you choose, we'll take that unwanted vehicle off your hands, even if you don't buy from us. Shop with confidence and get peace of mind. That's why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or shop us online all the time at tomlight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Work, shop, cook. Work, shop, cook. It's a routine that just doesn't leave much time for anything else. With the kids out of the house and back to school, invite the cleaning pros at Molly Maid into your home and live like you don't have to clean up afterwards. Call Molly Maid today. We've been taking care of Americans' homes for more than 30 years. 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700. Or check us out at mollymaid.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 8 minutes till. Vampires are real. Vampires are real, and they live in New Orleans. So there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Researchers from Louisiana State University have documented encounters with real vampires in the French Quarter. John Edgar Browning, obviously looking for publicity, says that vampires don't possess any supernatural powers that he knows of, but they do drink real human blood. Browning says, after a short period of time, I realized they weren't crazy. At least they weren't any crazier than your average Joe. The so-called vampires claim to drink blood because of a condition that prevents them from absorbing nutrients by food alone. He estimates there are 50 vampires living in New Orleans. And surveys by the Atlanta Vampire Alliance... Wouldn't you like to print their business card?
Yes,
I'm just saying. Among our customers. Found at least 5,000 people living in U.S. America who identify as vampires.
Where would one get...
I don't know. I'm not
sure. Said nourishment.
I wonder where the World Health Organization comes down on this one.
Ooh, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Now, bacon blood would be bad.
Yeah, that would, of course. They'd have to ask you. Well,
can you drink the blood of a bacon eater?
When you give blood, they ask you questions about all sorts of things, including your behavior. So it may well be. They find out that you've eaten bacon, and they, I'm sorry, we can't take your
they
blood.
They could probably just look at your cholesterol.
I'm sorry, I'm a vegetarian vampire.
Yeah. A California man putting gas in his Ferrari when it suddenly caught fire.
Yeah.
Happened Sunday evening at a Chevron station in Martinez, California. A spokesperson for the Contra Costa County Fire Department said the Ferrari owner was filling up his car when it caught fire and rolled away on its own like a scene out of Back to the Future. Sports car rolled into the street, struck a median before firefighters put out the flames. That had to be a little scary.
And pricey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. As they said, glad the fire didn't spread to the pumps, but you know, he's probably got a world of other problems he has to take care of now.
I'm sorry, sir. Your Ferrari did what?
Yeah. According to a just-released Harris poll from Harris Interactive, the Dallas Cowboys are back on top as U.S. America's favorite NFL team. Just saying that, despite the fact they got a guy who acts like a jerk on the sidelines.
Yeah.
I can't imagine they're not suspending that. What's it,
nope.
Hardy? Is that his last
name? Greg Hardy.
I cannot
Nothing.
Imagine. So anyhow. All right, this year's top 10, Cowboys, Green Bay Packers, the Patriots, the Denver Broncos, Pittsburgh Steelers, Seattle Seahawks, Chicago Bears, New York Giants, San Francisco 49ers, and this is interesting, the New Orleans Saints. New Orleans Saints.
I'll be darned.
Your bottom five, Tampa Bay, Tennessee, San Diego, St. Louis, and Jacksonville. And while the Cowboys...
I was going to say, I'm surprised Cleveland or Cincy's not in
there. Yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah, Cincinnati, yeah, they're kind of lost. And while Cowboy fans can preen in the power of their team's popularity, that's what it says here, the same poll picks the defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots to win Super Bowl 50.
Gosh, I hope not.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure what that was. Oh, and by the way, since the World Series is starting...
Mm-hmm.
Go crazy on the peanuts and Cracker Jacks, but again, remember, stay away from the hot dogs and anything else that might have, or anything that might have bacon. And if they happen to mix some crumbles of bacon into the Cracker Jacks, you can't eat that, because again, bacon is a killer.
Cruzy Village, Brenham's full-service retirement community, has active senior apartments ready for move-in. These spacious and updated apartments are for seniors 55 and over and are designed so you can enjoy life without worrying about all the hassles. Choose an all-inclusive plan that includes housekeeping, maintenance, meal plans, and linen service, or a plan that fits your lifestyle. Cruzy Village has move-in specials for September and October, so call 979-830-1996 to schedule a lunch tour today, or visit online at cruzyvillage.org. Cruzy Village, retirement living at its best in beautiful Brenham.
Come on down Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hillco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hillco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HillcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HillcoSupply.com.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW, a Texas psychic is suing the state of New York for failing to pay him for the reward money that was offered to help find David Sweat and Richard Mott, the guys who broke out of the prison. Remember that?
Uh-huh.
The correctional. He says, there was a $50,000 reward, and he says he helped them and he wants the money. Just saying.
Well,
have
you
to
think
prove
he
it in court of law.
He would have known that they weren't going to pay him.
Yeah, that's also what I'm thinking. That's true. Oh, we should have done this so much earlier this morning. I'm sorry we didn't, but we may even... It's so important, we may have to repeat it tomorrow. How many times do we hear that over and over Americans are...
All the time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, putting their money where your mouth is or whatever... if you walk into any Walmart, you'll see the shelves and shelves stocked wide with a variety of products of every shape and size. But that may change soon. The giant retailer is decluttering its aisles of excess items, and it's because we are getting fatter.
There's
and they need
room.
They need more motorized vehicles to navigate through their stores. So Walmart will widen their aisles, ordering more of the motorized carts and wider aisles. So, research all you want. If Walmart is widening their aisles, we are getting fatter. There's not.
Yeah.
I think that pretty well tells the story. I know it is. Two Harvard's now here, computer boy, geek boy. Two Harvard physicists have reported a breakthrough in the manipulation of light that will pave the way for computers to be light powered and therefore mind-bogglingly fast.
Yes.
You've heard this?
Well, we're limited by the speed of electricity. Well, that's sort of this way.
Electricity's slowing us down.
It's sort of.
It's scary.
All right, go ahead.
No, that's all. That's all I had. Yeah, that's all I've got. Just a little headline thingy. All right.
That's what we'll do. That's exciting.
Okay, 1938 on this date, DuPont announced the name for its new synthetic yarn. They called it nylon.
Oh.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled 550 points, causing the stock market to close after Reagan was shot on this date in 1997. 2007, officials put online a 16 billion pixel image of the Last Supper. And because of the high resolution, experts were able to examine the 15th century wall painting and find traces of drawings that Leonardo had done before the painting.
Ooh,
it's pretty cool, yeah. And speaking of Walmart, 2014, just last year, Walmart said it was sorry for labeling women's plus-size Halloween costumes as fat girl costumes. Remember that?
Yes,
we didn't
I
mean
do.
It, but it was funny as hell. All right, it's 9 o'clock, WTAW College Station.